From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says he is going to push for greenhouse gas emission reductions at international climate change negotiations next month in Copenhagen. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
The president says he'll put on the table a greenhouse gas emissions target in the range of 17% below 2005 levels by 2020. That matches the pollution cut in a bill the House passed earlier this year. The Senate hasn't voted on the issue yet. President Obama's announcement was meant to send the message that, unlike his predecessor, he intends to be an international leader in fighting global warming. Environmentalists say Mr. Obama's commitment to the issue will help bring about an international agreement, but some industry representatives caution that China and India are likely to stand in the way of strict pollution reduction targets for developing countries. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Japanese automaker Toyota has announced details of a major recall after reports of some cases where floor mats jammed accelerator pedals. In one instance, a stuck accelerator was blamed in the fiery crash in California that killed a California Highway Patrol officer and three members of his family. Toyota says it will recall about 4 million vehicles, the largest U.S. recall in the automaker's history. Toyota will replace the accelerator pedals on the vehicles with shorter ones that are less likely to jam. Dealers will begin installing those new pedals in April. Toyota is also expected to provide replacement floor mats. Seven astronauts on board the space shuttle Atlantis undocked with the space station today and will soon be headed for home. NPR's Noah Greenfield-Boyce has more.
The astronauts spent the day doing a routine inspection of the shuttle's heat shield, as well as other chores in preparation for their planned landing on Friday. They also checked out the shuttle's wastewater dump nozzle. It may be clogged, but that's not expected to be a concern for the return trip. Leroy Kane is deputy program manager for the space shuttle. He says it's been a remarkably glitch-free mission.
I don't know if I've been associated with a shuttle mission that's been this clean from the standpoint of the small number of even what we call funnies or anomalies to work on.
Atlantis delivered tons of critical spare parts to the International Space Station. It's also bringing home one astronaut, Nicole Stott, who went up to the station in August. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Several key economic bellwethers moved higher last month, giving some optimism to retailers ahead of the holiday shopping season. The Commerce Department reported today that consumer spending, which fuels the bulk of overall economic growth, was up 0.7% in October. The rise follows an almost equally large decline in September. Separately, the Labor Department reported today first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell last week to their lowest level in more than a year. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 30 points, closing at 10,464. The NASDAQ was up 6 points today. This is NPR News. Director Roman Polanski is expected to be released from jail and placed on electronic monitoring under house arrest after posting $4.5 million in bail. Swiss authorities have agreed to release the 76-year-old director after holding him for almost 2 months. They say the decision to release Polanski will have no effect on an assessment of whether he should be extradited to the U.S. Polanski pleaded guilty to having sex with a 13-year-old girl in 1977, but fled the U.S. before his sentencing in 1978. He was arrested in Zurich in September when he arrived to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award at a film festival. President Obama somewhat reluctantly pardoned a White House turkey today, a traditional prelude to tomorrow's Thanksgiving feast. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
Years ago, Presidents Eisenhower and Johnson actually ate the ceremonial turkeys that were delivered to the White House. But the first President Bush took a kinder, gentler approach, and the executive pardon has now become a holiday ritual. Mr. Obama went along with this year's bird, a 45-pounder named Courage, with some prompting from the first daughters.
Thanks to the interventions of Malia and Sasha, because I was planning to eat this sucker. Courage will also be spared this terrible and delicious fate.
Courage and his understudy will live out their lives at Disneyland. The president planned to deliver two other, less fortunate turkeys to a Washington charity that helps feed the needy. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Mortgage rates have reached another record low, falling to 4.78% this week. That matches the previous all-time low set back in April. Rates had been hovering at around 5%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.